The Mishnah starts off in the beginning of Tanis Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Me'emaseh Maskin Gevuras Kashamim. When do we start being Maskin Gevuras Kashamim? Reb Elazar Omer Miyom Tov Harishon Shelcha. You start from the first Yom Tov of Sukkos. Now the Gemara has a Shaila on the base that where does Reb Elazar learn this from? The Nisach Maimas on the first Yom Tov of Sukkos. The Gemara says, does he learn it from Lulav or does he learn it from Nisach HaMayim? And the Gemara says there's a nafkamina whether it's learned from Lulav or Nisach HaMayim. That if it's learned from Lulav, then just like Lulav is only taken during the day, not at night, so also this din of Maskin versus Shaman would only be by day and not by night. You wouldn't start from the first night of Yom Tov, you'd have to wait till the day. But if you learn it off of Nisach HaMayim, then the Gemara says just like Nisach HaMayim is Me'arta, just like Nisach HaMayim you could do at night, Huadin, the Maskin versus Kishamim, should also be Kasher Balayla, and you should start being Masker Balayla from the first night of Yom Tov. That's the Shaila the Gemara has. Now, when the Pashas in the Gemara is, you see from this Gemara that Nisach HaMayim is Kasher Balayla. You could do Nisach HaMayim already during the night, you don't have to wait to the day, to the daytime of Sukkos, and therefore the Gemara says, if you learn from Nisach HaMayim, Huadin, the Maskin versus Kishamim should also be Balayla. And that's how Tosfos learns over here, the Mamaskri Bailu, the Ritva in Sukkah, that Nisach HaMayim is Kasha Balayla, like it's Mashma from the Pashas HaGemara. But if you look in Rashi over here, Rashi goes out of his way to Bavarn that to say that that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says, what does it mean Nisach HaMayim is Marta? He says, Kedah Ashkam and Mesach HaSukkah, Shmimalin HaKli, Mayim, and Nisach HaMayim Balayla. It's like Rashi, the Gemara doesn't mean that you could actually do Nisach HaMayim Marta. Of course, you can't do Nisach HaMayim at night. It just means that the process starts at night. You start filling up the water at night, so there is an element of Nisach HaMayim which is already starts at night. The Hachana for Nisach HaMayim starts Balayla. And Mimela, if you learn out for Nisach HaMayim, who then the verse Kshamim, you could start Balayla. But the Gemara never meant to say that you could actually do Nisach HaMayim Balayla. It seems clear that Rashi holds you cannot do Nisach HaMayim Balayla. Afterwards, it brings a different Yersa, and the Gemara, if you like Yersa, would be Mashba that you could. But Rashi's own Shita seems to be that you can't do Nisach HaMayim Balayla. So a very big machlek is a shinim over here, whether Nisach HaMayim is kosher Balayla or not. Tosfos and Ritva hold, they say clearly that it is kosher Balayla, but Rashi holds that it's not kosher Balayla. You can't do actual Nisach HaMayim Balayla. You could do the Milo, you could do the Achana, but the actual Nisach has to be done during the day. So what's the beer on this machlek is whether Nisach HaMayim is kosher Balayla or not. So the stipel over here brings down his mazvah, this alpi, a big chakir that Achanim have in the din of Nisach HaMayim. What is the yasid? What is the nature of the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim? So during the rest of the year, when you bring the carbon tamid, so it also has a din Nisach, but that's done with wine. There's a din of Nisach HaYayin, that's the normal Nisachim of carbon, you do it with wine. Now comes Sukkos, the Torah says a chiddush that you menasach not only with wine, but you also menasach with maim, a new din that you have to do Nisach HaMayim as well. The Mayim becomes part of the Aveda of Nisach. So the Stipus says that you could clear what's the Pshat in this din of the Torah being Mechadosh that you Menasach with Mayim. Is it the Pshat that the Torah is being Mechadosh that there's another Nisach of the Tamid? Normally the Tamid only has one Nisach, which is wine. Now the Torah is being Mechadosh, there's another Nisach, which is Yain as well. Or is it Pshat that really this din of Nisach Mayim has nothing to do with the Tamid? This is not a Nisach of the Tamid. It's not from the Nisachim of the Tamid. This is a Chayvus HaYayim. It's a din that on Sukkos you have to come and pour water. The part of the Aveda Sayyim of Sukkos is to do Nisach HaMayim. Nothing to do, it's not a nisach of the Tamid. It happens to be that the Torah says, when should you do it during the Zman of HaKrabas HaTamid. That's a Zman Ba'alma, but what is it? It's an Avayit of Chayvus HaYayim, nothing to do with the Tamid, just like you have on Pesach, you bring the Ayman, and on Shavuos, you bring the Shtalachim, and Sukkos, you bring the Mayim, the Nisach HaMayim, but it's not part of the Avayit of HaTamid, it's not part of the Tamid itself. I'm sorry, so the Stipel explains, he says, that's the Bein the Machlekes over here. If you hold it, it's part of the Nischei HaTamid, then of course you can't do it the night before. The Nisachim have to be brought with the carbon. You bring it during the carbon, maybe afterwards, but you can't bring it the night before, then it has nothing to do with the Tamid. So that's what Rashi holds. He says you can't bring it the night before. Why? Because it's part of the Avodas HaTamid. It has to be done with the Tamid. There's no way you can bring the Nisachim the night before. But if you hold it, it's not Nischei HaTamid, it's a Chayvus HaYayim. It's a din in the day. The day has to have nisach. So then there's no reason why it can't be done the night before. It's true, maybe l'chatchila, the zman is during the hakravas atamid, but it's not part of the avodas atamid, it's not part of the nischa atamid, and therefore you could talk and do it the night before, and that could be the hezbron, the Ritvan Taisis, they hold it, say, from the chayvus hayyam, and therefore you could do it the night before. So the machlokes of which in Rashi and Ritva is, Rashi and Taisis, whether it's a chayvus hayyam or from nischa atamid, Taisus and Ritva hold it's part of the Aveda Chayvus HaYayim, and according to Rashi, it's part of the Nischei HaTamid. And in Kenim Hadvarim, I think the Rashi is going to Shitasa. If you take a look at Rashi in Sukkah, and Daf Lamed Daled, so Rashi over there, B'dimra Maschov, and Nisach HaMayim, says the following. He says, Nisach HaMayim L'tminim Shal Shaka, Shivis Me'achag, Keramin Aminon. He says, V'chol Karbanus Kol Yomei Sashan En Nischei Mele Yayin, Chutz Me'achag, B'tamin Shal Shaka, Shetzarech Shnei Nisuchim. He says, the rest of the year, all korbanos are only yain, except for the Tamash Shachar, the Nisukis, which requires two Nisukim. So Rashi is clear that on Sukkot, the Tamid needs two Nisuchim and needs Yahn, needs Maim. So you see that it's part of the Nisuchim Tamid. It says the Tamid needs this Nisuch. It's not just Stam Chavis Ayyan, but this is part of the Nisuchim of the Tamid. And Mimele L'shitasa, Rashi says over here that it would be possible Balayla because you can't do it the night before. It has to be done Bedafka together with the Tamid. So that would work out well, B'shitas Rashi. And even though it's going to do it, the Martzchias and Daf Beis over here in Tainus says that Rashi and Tainus is not Rashi. But the Chida writing in the Shem Agdailim brings down B'Shem Rishonim from the Ritva, from the Shita, that you see clearly that they understood the Rashi and Tainus is Rashi, and that's how the Chida goes, that Rashi and Tainus is Rashi. But there might be different mistakes in Rashi more than other places, different Talmidim were matic from different Maduras, so it might there might be more Inyanim that are Shver in these Rashis, but the Etzem Rashi holds is Taka from Rashi, not from somebody else. And that's L'chara, what the beer would be in this machlekes. Now the Iker Zach, whether Nisach HaMayim is a Cheves Yom, a Cheves HaTamid, the Chazanish asks the Gemara Kakasha, the Chazanish says, how could you say this? How could you say that Nisach HaMayim is a Cheves HaYom? The Gemara says on the bottom of the Amid, the coin to Bekiva, where do we learn Nisach HaMayim from? He says, Namar B'shish, B'shishi, B'chag, U'masker, because it says B'shishi U'nesacheha, it says Elosh Nesachei, Elosh Rabbim, M'shnei Nisuch HaMakasim Medaber, Echen Nisach HaMayim, Echen Nisach HaYom. And so according to Rabbi Kiva, you learn out from the word Nesachaya, it's Nesach and Lashon Rabban to be Marba Nisach Hayayin as well. I'm sorry, Nisach Hamayim as well. So fact the Chazanish, Lefir Rabbi Kiva, you read it into the Pasuk, what's the Pasuk saying? It says, you bring the Tamid, Minchasa, Nesachaya, and it's Nesachim. And the Gemara says, it's Nesachim, referred to Nisach Hamayim and Nisach Hayayin. So the Pasuk itself, Lefir Rabbi Kiva, is saying that the Nisach Hamayim is from its Nesachim, it's the Nesachim of the Tamid. So how can anyone suggest that it's not part of the Nisachei HaTamid? It's a Chavis Hayam, it's clear in the Pasuk, this is from the Nisachei HaTamid itself. That's as Hari has in the Solcha Kira, L'chaetz Mefurish, and it's from the Nisachei HaTamid. So I think perhaps you could answer this Kasha, the Chazanish, I'll be aside from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is going to be Mazrei, Sugya, and Zvachim, and Daf Kufyud. I'm not going to go through the whole sugi over there and how it works it out, but B'kitzer, what Reb Chaim says, it's mashim in the Gemara over there that there's a machlekes between. The Gemara wants to know if you could be bring the Nesachim, the Nisachamayim after Sukkot. Are there Tashumim after Sukkot? And it's mashim from the Gemara that's a machlekes of B'kiva or B'yachanan. According to B'kiva, who holds you learn up from Nisachaya, then you could, but according to B'yachanan, who learns it's Halacha Meshim Sinai, which Gemara brings later on, Daf Gimel over here, then you would not be able to. And the question is, where do you see in their Shitas anything about bringing the Nesachim L'Achar Zman after Sukkot? And B'kitzer, Reb Chaim learns that whether or not you could bring the Nesachim L'Achar Sukkot would be totally on this Chakira, if it's a Chayvus Hayom, a Chayvus HaTamid. If it's a Chayvus Hayom, then it has to be done on that day. There's no Tashlumin. You can't bring it on a different day. It's not that day. So there are no Tashlumin after Sukkot. But if it's a Chayvus HaTamid, it's part of the Nesachim HaTamid, so then perhaps you could be Mashlum L'Achar Zman. You could other maybe Zivcha Hayom, Nesachim L'Achar Zman. If it's a Tashlumin, you could have Tashlumin and bring it even after Sukkot. So what does that do with Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan? So Rabbi Chaim learns that really the machlekes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan is gufa tali on this chakira. He says lefi Rabbi Kiva, who learns it out from unesachaya, and clearly it's a din in the chayves atamid because you're learning out unesachaya, the nesachim of the tamid. But lefi Rabbi Yochanan learns it out from halacha mashmi Sinai, then it has nothing to do with the tamid. It's not a new halacha after nesach hamayim. That could be a chayves yom, not a chayves tamid. So the kitzur what comes out from Rabbi Chaim is that this chakira, whether it's a chayves yom or chayves atamid, is telling the machlekes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan. Lefi Rabbi Kiva learns it out from unesachaya. It's clearly a Chayvus HaTamid. The Fi Rabbi Yochanan learns it out from the Halacha Moshe Sinai, then it's a Chayvus HaYom. So if you take Reb Chaim, that would answer the Kasha of the Chazanish, that yes, it's true, the Chazanish is pointing out from Rabbi Kiva, you see it's Nesachei HaTamid, but that's in Rabbi Kiva. The Rishonim over here that are saying it's a Chayvus HaYom, that is all going in Rabbi Yochanan that holds it's a Halacha Moshe Sinai. The Fi him, it's Mistaper to say it's a Chayvus HaYom. The Fi Rabbi Kiva, who learns it out from Midrash and Nesachei, and Chinami would be Muchach, that it is a Chayvus HaTamid. So it comes out Lefi this, that we have a Chakir over here, whether Nisach HaMayim is a Chayvus HaYom, Chayvus HaTamid, but Lefi, the way the Reb Chaim learns, that would all be going in Rabbi Yochanan, that's Halacha Moshe Sinai, but Neshitas Rabbi Kiva, learns it out from Unesachaya, B'Shnei Nisuch HaMakasa Medaber, then L'Chair B'Mochach to say that it's Taka a Chayvus HaTamid.